latest trends, the newest equipment, and the top names from our area and beyond.
The South Shore's only golf show on the radio.
This is Goalie Belts Golf Live.
It's in the hole.
Here's Liza Churchill.
Welcome to Goldie Bounce Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill, coming to you live from the lovely South Shore Studios of 95.9 WATD. My in-studio guest this evening is Jim Fitzroy. Jim's the superintendent at President's Golf Course in Quincy, and he recently took over the reins as the 74th president of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you, Liza. Pleasure to be here.
Congratulations on your appointment as president of the Golf Course Superintendents Association.
Well, thanks. It's been an absolutely wonderful experience serving GCSAA and representing presidents and Massachusetts golf on a national level. It's been challenging and time-consuming, but certainly the business acumen I've developed and the places I've traveled, the people I've met, have far outweighed any effort that I've given to the job. So it's been a labor of love and a real pleasure.
And how long have you been held the post? About a month now?
Just a month. And I've noticed two things right away. First, my phone rings a lot more, and my email inbox is a lot busier now.
Well, coming into the season in New England here, you've got a busy time coming up at President's Golf Course as superintendent.
We do. We were fortunate enough to get our course open last week, and we had some pretty good activity. The golf pro and I actually got out and played around too, so that was kind of neat. A little bit chilly, but nevertheless, we got out and made some swings. But of course, in the spring, we really gear up for preparing for the Norfolk County Classic, which is the third weekend in May. And of course, those of you who have played in the event and seen some of the newspaper coverage and everything realize that it's the first individual stroke play event for the amateurs in the state this year, and it's the first event that awards Player of the Year points for the MGA players. So it's a neat event. It's a lot of fun getting ready for these golfers, and we just have a ball putting that on every year.
And how many years have you put it on for?
Oh my goodness, I think, well, the first one was 1978, so this makes 32.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Wow.
Where did the years go?
And speaking of that, you've been working at the Wollaston Recreational Facility, which is President's Golf Course, for 31 years now?
Oh, I think it's more than that. More like
really?
This will be my 35th year. I started when the Wollaston Golf Club was still there, and we were reviewing the plans for the rebuild of the course with the George Fazio, Tom Fazio's uncle. And George had both Tom and Jimmy working for him on that site. So we had some famous architects helping us out there. And, I worked through the construction and have stayed on. I had no idea that I would make it a career there, but have been there ever since. And, it's just been a great job. I look forward to going to work every morning. So,
well, they say that that's what happens in life. You just start a job, and next thing you know, you've been there 33
yeah.
years.
Well, I tell everyone I'm an anomaly today. People just don't stay at jobs that long anymore. And, I tell that to my own kids, too. Find a job you love, and, chances are you're going to make some changes over the course of your career.
Well, tell me a little bit about your greens crew at President's Golf Course. Some of the guys that work for you, have they been there a while?
We've got a great staff. Carl Miner, our course superintendent, has been there 14 years. Mike Brown, I think, has 15 years. He's our equipment technician. Mike Sampson is, I believe, 10 years there. So I have some gentlemen with tenure, and they know what they're doing, so it makes my life a lot easier.
Definitely. Now, the head pro there is Don Small.
Mm-hmm.
How long's he been there?
This is Don's 10th or 12th year, and it's his second stint. He was an assistant professional there back in the 80s and left and worked at a few private clubs and
found his way back
as a head professional. Well, Don's a Quincy guy anyway, so it was kind of a trip back home for him.
Jim, what, besides some weather conditions, are some of the obstacles that you might face at President's in maintaining the course up to your standards over the season?
Well, one of the real benefits of our golf course is it drains extremely well. Even after this rain, we'll probably have golf carts out towards the end of next week. The corollary to that is it's very difficult to keep enough water on it in the summertime. So, you know, it's sort of a two-edged sword. It does allow us to play when a lot of other golf courses may not be able to get the players across their course. But by the same time, we really have to work hard in the summer to maintain appropriate moisture levels for turf growth.
Well, speaking of that, the PGA Tour stop at Trump International Golf Championship course down in Rio Grande, Puerto Rico, this week. There seems to be some rain down there.
Well,
what do
you think? They've had their hands full. You know, they have a machine called a water hog, which is basically a big sponge roller with a pump that kind of moves the water off the greens. And, you know, you all saw pictures of Bethpage this last June with just hordes of men squeegeeing the greens. So I'm sure down in Puerto Rico they had to do some of that. You know, when you get to a golf facility like Augusta National, they don't worry about it too much. They have a system in their greens called Subair, and it's essentially a vacuum that will suck excessive moisture out of the soil column and pump it into Race Creek or wherever their appropriate drainage is. And so they're able to maintain firm, playable conditions, even in heavy rainstorms. So nice to have that kind of money to be able to install those devices.
Well, in the case of the Puerto Rico Open, with Dave Russell, the superintendent, apparently they couldn't mow due to the rain. Now, what would happen in that circumstance?
Well, I think one thing you saw down there right away was the PGA Tour officials allowed lift placing clean. So that, I think, you know, precluded some pretty bad lies that they might have had otherwise.
I think that the lift, place, and clean ruling is put into effect more than we know on the PGA Tour. It's, I think, about 40%. Of the tour events, they use that.
Is it that high? I wasn't sure. I know they try to avoid it if they can. But, you know, sometimes Mother Nature makes us remember who's really in charge of these golf courses, you know.
Just tell me a little bit about the pressure you think is put upon the superintendent and his greens crew when the PGA Tour rolls into town. Do you think it's more than usual or...
Sure. Yeah, no, of course it is. You have the best players in the world playing there. The PGA Tour has a great agronomic team that comes in and will help these superintendents prepare. They have a set of standards, so these guys know what they have to deal with. They know what height of cuts they're going to need. They know what green speed, and again, they use the stimp meter to determine the amount of roll on the ball. So there's a lot of standards, but there's also a lot of help available for these guys when they're hosting a tour event.
Tell me about National Golf Day. What's going on in Congress with the association?
Well, National Golf Day has been in effect now for 2 years. This April 27th and 28th will be the third year running. And it really, I need to back up a step.
Oh, sure,
here.
Sure.
One of the things, when I ran for national office with GCSAA, one of the things that I really wanted to try to accomplish was more cooperation between golf associations. The PGA, the National Golf Course Owners Association, ourselves as superintendents, and the club managers. And one event I think really crystallized the need for that, and that was Hurricane Katrina. And when the federal recovery funds became available for help down in the Louisiana-Mississippi area, golf courses were exempt from being able to access those funds. And golf was lumped in with casinos, massage parlors, and liquor stores.
Was that always the way it's been, or just for that one specific instance?
Well, this was the first time that Congress has really singled out golf in that manner. We're a very viable interest business, and we felt that we needed to be heard on Capitol Hill. Golf has a great message to get out there. Because of this event down in Louisiana, the associations got together and had some congressmen go ahead and declare National Golf Day, and we've met on Capitol Hill. We've had a first tee breakfast. We've sat down with senators and congressmen. And each individual member from the various associations who attends the meeting goes on Capitol Hill and meets with their respective congressmen and senators and trying to get out golf's positive message. There are over 28 million golfers in America today. And although there's a perception that golf is a very elitist game, that it's a rich white man's game, the facts don't measure up with that. Somewhere between 70 and 80% of golf is played on daily access golf courses. The average green fee on those golf courses nationwide is only $28. Golf is every man's game today. This elitist perception needs to be broken down. So that's part of the impetus for National Golf Day, is to get our positive message out. There are over 2 million jobs in the golf industry. The golf industry itself provides $76 billion
of revenue.
Worth of revenue. That's direct revenue. Now, if you take in the indirects, the hotels, the travel agents, the restaurants off-site, that number becomes almost $200 billion. It's $195 billion. So we're a large, viable industry in our country, and we hope to get that message up to Capitol Hill, to the congressmen, so that when these issues come about, they realize that they're dealing with... I see a high sign
okay.
here. That's okay.
We're going to go into my commercial
sure,
in a minute.
Sure.
But just tell me when National Golf Day is.
April 27th and 28th.
All right. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf on 95.9 WATD, the South Shore's favorite radio station. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. Up next, a word from my sponsor, Alex Medeiros of Tuati Bermuda.
Are you knee-deep in snow? Haven't seen the sun in months? Do you want a temperature above freezing? Then Bermuda is beckoning you to their beautiful island paradise. Bermuda is just 770 miles southeast of us, with direct flights daily from Boston, New York, Atlanta, and Miami. A short flight, and you can find yourself in Bermuda and on one of our spectacular golf courses shortly after landing. Whether you're coming to Bermuda for a weekend, a business trip, or for a week's vacation, Tuati Bermuda can assist you in booking your entire vacation. No trip is too small. Hotel packages, transportation, and golf are at your fingertips. Bermuda can claim more golf holes per square mile than any other place on Earth. With 8 golf courses, 7 of which are championship quality, there's a course for every level of golfer. Bermuda has been host to many championship tournaments, including the PGA Grand Slam of Golf for the past 3 years. The Goslings Invitational and the Bermuda Goodwill are longstanding and historic events held in November and December each year. Why not let us assist you with your tee time reservation for your next golf adventure? Tuati Bermuda Limited is a well-respected Bermudian-owned company and is your recognized on-island golf expert. With more than 19 years' experience, we have access to all of Bermuda's golf courses and can provide advanced tee time reservations for individual golfers or groups. Welcome to Golfing Paradise, and take advantage of this special package. Tuati Bermuda can book you now with a fantastic 3-night stay package at the Fairmont Hotels, including breakfast and a round of golf with cart at the Port Royal, Riddles Bay, and Belmont Hills golf courses, all for the great price of $599. This package is good until April 2010. Don't miss this deal. Only $599 for a relaxed and luxurious Bermuda golf vacation. Call and book now at 441-295-4640. That's 441-295-4640. And visit our website, tuatibermuda.com. That's tuatibermuda.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill, and my in-studio guest this evening is President of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, Jim Fitzroy. Jim, How many golf courses are there in the country?
Lisa, believe it or not, there are 16,000 golf courses in America. There are more golf courses than there are McDonald's restaurants.
I didn't realize that.
I didn't either. And what a lot of people don't realize is they are actually 16,000 small, sustainable businesses. And, you know, I think we fail to realize the impact that a golf course would have on the economy and the locale that they're located in. So these are some of the messages we hope to get up to Capitol Hill in April.
Tell me about your charitable foundation, the Environmental Institute for Golf.
The Environmental Institute for Golf is, as you mentioned, the charitable branch of GCSAA. GCSAA is essentially a three-legged stool. There's the professional society, which the superintendents belong to. There's GCSAA Incorporated, which is our for-profit branch, and that helps fund a lot of our educational programs. And then the Environmental Institute for Golf, which is our charitable foundation. And the EIFG has done some wonderful work in the past few years about getting baseline data on environmental issues that affect golf courses. The amount of fertilizer we use, the amount of pesticides we use. And it's been good news for the most part. For example, there's a perception that golf courses waste water. Only about 12% of golf courses in the country use potable water, and the total use on golf is less than 0.5% of America's daily water use. So, you know, taking that into account, it's pretty minuscule. And then, of course, you know, everyone wants to talk about the economics of it. In terms of dollars generated per gallon of water used, there's only one industry that generates more revenue per gallon of water used, and that's the rose growers.
That's interesting.
So, yeah, it's kind of a neat little thing.
Roses are really expensive.
They are, and they're beautiful.
They are gorgeous.
But I'd argue a good putting green is just as beautiful.
Well, you're right about that. Tell me about how the industry has changed since you started working on the greens in the 1970s, with the safety protection for equipment and the superintendent's awareness of, you know, safety issues. And
oh, my goodness, where do we start? It's just been leaps and bounds in terms of changes. You know, I remember Paul Harbor from the Boston Globe asking me what had the greatest impact on the conditions of golf courses today of all the changes you've seen. And I went pretty low tech with him. I said it was the eliminating the metal golf spikes on the golf shoes, that made a huge difference. But in terms of what's going on with our safety for workers, for example, you know, we use ear protection now, sunscreens given out every day to the people. All the equipment has safety shutoff devices on it. In terms of what we're doing with the golf course itself, the mowing equipment is just light years ahead of where it was a few years ago. And you can see that in the cuts on fairways. You know, there are fairways now that are stimping faster than greens were 30, 40 years ago. I think probably one of the biggest changes has been in irrigation. Most golf courses have computerized irrigation today. Many courses have rain sensing devices or some other form of soil moisture sensing device. Used to be you'd go by a golf course and you'd see sprinklers running everywhere.
Yeah, well, that's the perception that people think.
Now we can control them individually, and we can control the time individually. I remember setting a dial for 10 minutes and I might get 12, I might get 8, I might get 15. Well, with a computer now, if we set it for 3 or 4 minutes, we know we're going to get either 3 or 4 minutes, whatever we set on that computer. So that's been a significant change.
And with the eco-friendly irrigations now, don't they recycle the water that comes out?
There are many facilities that are using recycled water. Some effluent water, particularly in the Southwest and a little bit to a lesser extent in the Florida area. But that certainly is a phenomenon we're going to see grow as our society grows. You know, I say we don't worry about water rights here in the Northeast like they do in other parts of the country, but I think you're going to see it coming. I know there was a golf course built on the Rhode Island line back in the early 90s that has a stream running through it that does not have water rights to that stream. So it will be coming forward.
Yeah, probably with the global warming and whatever is coming that we don't know about. You're listening to Goldie Bounds Golf on 95.9 WATD. Up next, a word from my sponsor, Tommy Hoy of Bayside Realty Consultants, located on scenic Sisuit Harbor on Cape Cod.
Whether you're retiring to Cape Cod or buying a second home or condo, introduce yourself to Bayside Realty Consultants in East Dennis. Save time and money with a first-class, professional, service-oriented real estate firm. Bayside Realty Consultants is that firm. They've been involved with the property and building industry for many years. Their experience and knowledge of the Cape Cod market is extremely valuable when you're looking for your new home or investment property. Curious about how taxes will affect your fixed costs? Do you have questions about mortgages, where to get that mortgage, or the proper terms and conditions? Bayside Realty Consultants will help you with all of that. Let them do all the work. The pros at Bayside Realty Consultants look forward to building a marketing and sales plan specifically to reach your goals. Just call 508-385-7777. That's 508-385-7777. Or find them online at BaysideRealtyConsultants.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Goldie Bounds Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. My in-studio guest this evening is Jim Fitzroy. Jim's the superintendent at President's Golf Course in Quincy. Welcome again, Jim.
Thanks, Liza.
When I went to your Golf Course Superintendents Association of America website, the Web TV site, you have a lot of video instruction and really cool video stuff up there. Can you tell me about it?
Sure. That's one of our new initiatives. It's less than a year old, and there's all sorts of information on there that will help superintendents train their crews, help train themselves, if you will, and informational stuff, like when it was time for our annual elections, all the candidates had a 3 or 4 minute question and answer session that all our members could see so they could, make a sound decision on who they wanted to represent their association at a national level.
Did you have a lot of competition there, Jim?
I had a lot of competition when I ran for director. The way our association is set, once you're elected secretary treasurer, you run unopposed for vice president and president.
Oh.
So I've had a pass the last 2 years, and let me tell you, it's been good because it's a lot of work to run for election.
It seems like it would be. And is it a lot of pro bono work?
Oh, yes.
It's pro bono.
Yeah,
so.
It is all pro bono.
You definitely, obviously, believe in giving back to golf in Superintendents Association.
Golf has been so good to me over the years that it really is a pleasure to be able to, and an honor and a privilege to be able to give back to the game and the association in some form. I had the honor and privilege, of course, of serving the New England chapter through the board of directors and as president in 2002 and 2003. So it was sort of a natural extension to go ahead and try and serve on the national level. And I did lose my first election in 2004 and then was elected in 2005. So
it must have been a little bit of a bummer there to lose.
Well, I received an awful lot of support. I received over 3,500 votes the first year. So I was disappointed but not discouraged. So I came back the next year and had a good showing.
All right. Getting back to President's Golf Course, do you have a lot of wild animals or any nature stuff?
You know, we're 8 miles from downtown Boston, and you'd be amazed at the wildlife that's there. We've had a family of red fox there. We have wild turkeys. We had a white-tailed deer last year who kept eating the apples behind our 12th green. I did not appreciate the hoof prints on the green.
How do you get rid of those if you come in the morning and there's so many hoof prints?
Oh, just a ball mark repair device, right. You know. We've got a beautiful little red-tailed hawk there that calls Presidents his home.
Did you name it?
I haven't named it yet, but watch him all the time.
So beautiful.
Oh, he's magnificent. Absolutely magnificent.
And how about the coyotes? I know on Cape Cod they're kind of a problem, but I don't know about off Cape.
We have seen them from time to time. I have not seen them in the last 2 or 3 years. Of course, we're right along the Neponset River, and the Neponset River goes back into the Blue Hills. So wildlife has access to go back and forth if they use the river basin. So I think that's where we see a lot of the wildlife that shows up at Presidents probably comes in through that access through the Neponset River.
If you've been out working on the course, have you ever been had a near miss with a stray golf ball or been hit by a golf ball?
Oh, I don't think anybody that's worked on a golf course for a long time has not been hit at one time or another.
So you've got to always be, you know, awake and alive.
You have to be aware, just like when you're playing.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know, you just really need to be aware of your surroundings and what's happening out there.
Well, Jim, it looks like we're just about out of time. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in, and thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America.
Lisa, thank you so much for having me.
All right, and don't forget to book a tee time at the historic President's Golf Course in Quincy. Go online to presidentsgc.com or call 617-328-3444. And for a behind-the-scenes look at the production of the Goldie Bounce Golf Show, check out my blog at GoldieBounceGolf.com.
Be sure to join Liza every Sunday night at 7 for Goldie Bounce Golf Live, heard exclusively on 95.9 WATD.